Hi, everyone. This is Kevin, and you are listening to English Roundtable, brought to you by Kanagaya Career College. And I am joined today with Shane, and he is going to discuss Hawaii, which is where he is from, and give us some background of his life, but also some misconceptions people may have about Hawaii. So how are you doing today, Shane?
Hey, fine, thanks. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. So you are from Hawaii?
I am, yes.
And can you just tell me a little bit about your background and, for example, like which island you're from and maybe when you first came to Japan?
Sure. So I'm originally from Oahu Island, Honolulu City. And Honolulu is the capital of Hawaii. So it's, you could consider Hawaii or, I'm sorry, Honolulu the, you know, the biggest city in Hawaii. So it's, Oahu is the main island, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. I see. Right. And what would you say the population is compared to
population
maybe?
Population of Hawaii in whole is about 1.3 million.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. It's really not that many people.
Not too many. But the interesting is about a million people live on Oahu Island. And everyone else lives on the other islands.
Interesting. Yeah, I may have mentioned this before to you, but my brother-in-law, he lived in Kauai for about a year. This was last year.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know that's one of the smaller islands. Is that right?
It's a little smaller than Oahu Island, but I've been to Kauai many times. It's a very nice island. Actually, you know the movie Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Many of the jungle scenes are filmed there because...
Oh, really?
Kauai has a place called Mount Waialeale. Mm-hmm. It's one of the wettest places in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I didn't know that.
And that's why you see all the lush, you know, jungle scenes from Jurassic Park.
Really? Yep. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Just from my research, it looks like a very, very beautiful place.
Right.
Well, great. And so when did you come to Japan for the first time? So did you live most of your life in Hawaii first?
Or? Yes, I was born and grew up in Hawaii. And actually, the first time I visited Japan was when I was 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I came here on a family trip.
Oh, really? Yeah, because so, I guess it's kind of
it's kind of like
the main place. Like
right.
Either go to America or
right.
You can go to Japan. It's kind of the same distance.
Almost. Not exactly the same.
Oh, really?
It seems like it on the map, but yeah, it's a little further to Japan.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, because it's what, maybe 6 or 7 hours?
It's about 7.5 or so.
Okay, yeah. I see. So you first came when you were 9, and then how about professionally or, you know, as an adult?
So as an adult, I moved to Japan when I was, 27.
And you've been here ever since?
Been here ever since.
Interesting. Do you still have relatives or, you know, friends that are back in Hawaii that you visit?
Well, my family, my parents have a sister there. Mm-hmm. Mother still is in Virginia.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. High school friends or friends from my high school days. You know,
yeah.
And university days are all there.
Gotcha. So, you know, I've actually never been to Hawaii. I'm American, but I haven't been
right.
to that location. I just have an image of pictures, secondhand stories or movies, for example. So,
right.
You know, to me, it seems like it's a pretty relaxed type of environment. Would you say that's correct? Mm-hmm. Or
generally, yes. When you say relaxed, yes, it is relaxed compared to Tokyo. But,
sure.
You know, when you go to, a fast food restaurant, you look at the picture menu, and when you order the food, it doesn't really look like the picture, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. So, that's true. That's a good analogy.
Right. So Hawaii is kind of like that. You know, of course, you know, photographers take the best pictures, best places.
Right.
But it isn't always exactly as the picture seems to portray Hawaii as.
So yeah, you're always going to get like the best.
Yeah.
The best of the best.
Right.
It's kind of like even like social media, you know, people are usually going to post the best version of themselves.
Right.
So
right.
What you see is not exactly what you get.
Yeah. I mean, Hawaii, living in Hawaii is for me, you know, after living in Tokyo for so long, when I go back, it's very relaxing because there's like that island lifestyle. It's very slow paced compared to living in Tokyo.
Yeah, maybe that's the better words for it.
Right.
More slower paced.
Right.
Maybe not. I shouldn't say relaxed because, you know, commerce, there still has to be things
actually,
happening.
But... Well, I mean, that's the thing about island lifestyle, though. Unfortunately, people, because it's so relaxed, sometimes people tend to become a little lazy at times.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I see.
And you can see that in many places in the world, not only in Hawaii. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, my other image is like everybody surfs.
Right.
Yeah. That's the other kind of image I have.
That's the question I often get. Do you surf?
Yeah.
And I did while I was living in Hawaii, but it was, not everyone surfs. I have a friend who grew up in Hawaii as well. My friend from my high school days, he can't even swim.
No way.
He grew up in Hawaii. He's very good at sports. He's a very good basketball player, for example, but
yeah,
he never knew or learned how to swim. He still can't. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That is, okay, that's probably the most surprising thing I've heard. Like, what is the farthest distance from, let's say, a body of water or the ocean to, like, the center point?
From, if you're on Oahu Island, probably the furthest you could get is, I'd say, 30 minutes by car.
Wow. Yeah. So, so 30 minutes, that's the furthest
far,
away.
Far, yeah. I mean, for example, my home, I don't live near the ocean, but my home to Waikiki Beach is only about 10, 15 minutes by car.
Wow, that's amazing. So you technically live near the beach?
Actually, I live near the mountains. I live in a valley, but I can see the ocean from my house.
I see. We're on this topic. What are, you say, some other misconceptions people have? You know, like I said, I picture everybody surfing and, just taking it easy. Everybody's kind of just relaxed. What would you say some other misconceptions people may have?
I think, Hawaii is usually labeled as paradise, a tropical paradise, which it is in many ways. But also, there are other things that people don't realize that exist in Hawaii, like crime, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Hawaii has a lot of drug use as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, my brother-in-law that I mentioned, he was actually working with the police.
Right.
And that was kind of his main role. It was the kind of rehabilitation and also checking in on people because of the rampant drug use, which I was actually pretty shocked to hear.
Someone mentioned to me before that they were watching a documentary that said Hawaii was the meth capital of the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard from him as well.
And, meth leads to other crimes as well. Because I remember one day I was at one of the beach parks, Alamana Beach Park, and I noticed this young man, he was walking around looking into cars. And I guess he was trying to find rental cars because they're targeted because, tourists usually go shopping. They leave their goods in their cars.
Right. Or suitcases or luggage. Right.
So I noticed he was just, going around the cars, looking in the windows and,
Oh, wow.
So, it's when I was a kid, I was a kid, so I didn't really know much about the world.
But true.
It was never this bad.
Wow. Yeah. So you would say that's kind of ramped up over the past few decades.
It's been ramping up every time I go back. I've noticed
really
new things.
So how are the streets like? If you were to go to a downtown, is it dirty? Would you say it's clean? Is it vibrant?
Generally speaking, it's clean, But there are, of course, places that I wouldn't go in the evenings. Like, for example, one famous place that you should avoid in the evenings is Chinatown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Chinatown is part of the downtown area of Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of strange people that come out at night.
Well, sure. Yeah, I guess that's kind of natural.
Things like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So definitely avoid that place if you're headed there to travel.
Right. Even in the back part of Waikiki,
mm-hmm.
People who look at pictures of Waikiki, it looks like, paradise near the beach.
Right.
But there's a dangerous area of Waikiki as well.
Oh, really?
It's towards the back part, meaning closer to Alawai Canal.
Okay.
There's a little canal if you look on the map.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Another place to avoid.
Yeah.
So, kind of going back to the kind of beach life, another maybe misconception is, you often hear people say they move to Hawaii and just live on the beach.
Right.
Is that still a thing or was that ever really a thing?
I don't think it was ever really a thing, but I mean, it's possible though,
Is it? Okay.
So there's a lot of homeless people in Hawaii now. There's a huge homeless problem. So these homeless people, I think if you're ever going to be homeless, Hawaii's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Because all beach parks have showers, toilets, things like that. So I don't think it's kind of like camping,
Yeah. Would you say are there any laws against, for example, if I were to put up a tent or something on the beach?
I think you can't put up a tent in a park without a permit.
Okay.
Legally. But what the homeless people were doing was they've been putting their tents on the sidewalk, which is exempt from that law.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So just right on the outskirts of the beach.
I remember one summer I went back to my hometown and near Waikiki Beach, just Kapi'olani Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed all these tents, they were just lined up on the sidewalk.
Oh, wow. So just a little community.
Yeah.
Does it take away from that kind of beauty, I guess, that you might have or one may have of a paradise beach? Do you think it
It does. It could be a shocker for some people who, you know, never been to Hawaii before and just look at the internet and see these nice, beautiful beaches. When they arrive in Hawaii, they see a lot of homeless people.
I
think for many Japanese people, though, there's a false sense of security there. You know, for example, what I mean by that is there's a lot of unseen dangers or dangers that they're unaware of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example?
For example, I've heard of stories where a Japanese couple was visiting Hawaii and they went to a public restroom and someone was in the restroom waiting for, you know, people to go and they got robbed. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean at the bathroom?
At the bathroom, yeah.
At a restaurant?
No.
Sorry. Okay.
It was at a beach park.
Oh, beach park. Okay, I see.
Beach park.
And they just got robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be one of the strange things, like you said, about, especially coming from Japan, where it's so normal to, you know, go to a restaurant, put your bag down or put something
down. Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
To mark your place.
Yeah.
But even now, I can't do that. I guess I've just been instilled entire life, yeah. You know, to always keep your belongings with you or in eyesight.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you still see some people do that in Hawaii, but you should never do that. Bag will go missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't even do it in Japan.
Yeah.
Just because of that worry of,
right.
You know, just because it is a thing doesn't mean there's not bad people out there.
I'm surprised. Sometimes I see people leave their phones on the table to save their place. I mean, if that were in, say, example, other countries that I've been to, I don't want to mention any, but it'll be gone in seconds.
Yeah, you know? Just swiped.
Yeah. There's this one country I've been to, the Starbucks there. Mm. They had chains on the tables outside, and you have to chain your bag handle to the table.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
That's to, you know, protect your bag from being swiped away from some...
Wow. Okay. Off air, please tell me where this was. So I can be aware of it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Right.
So anything else that you might want to discuss about misconceptions of Hawaii?
Mm, you know, there's this one story I remember when I was working in Hawaii. I was working for this restaurant, a friend of mine's restaurant. And there was one Japanese lady who was working there part-time. Mm-hmm. And she told me once that she was actually, you know, she got married in Hawaii. So she came from Japan, you know, got married in Hawaii, had the ceremony in Hawaii and spent her honeymoon in Hawaii. And just by bad timing, it rained every day for a solid week.
So she said that
was her first time to Hawaii to get married, you know, went through the process of the ceremony and everything, the honeymoon. But
so it's terrible.
You could get unlucky, you know, and just visit Hawaii when there's like a storm around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that pretty rare though?
It's not as rare as you may think, because you know, when you look at pictures, it's all sunny, you know. But there are some periods of time right now I would say probably during the winter months it rains more often than others.
Okay.
So if you plan to travel to Hawaii anywhere from December to March, be prepared for some rain at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the opposite experience, not to Hawaii, but I went to Yokushima, you know, down in I think it's one of the furthest southern Japanese territories, I believe.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a very small island. And it really, I've been told by so many people before I went, you know, it's probably going to rain. That's just how it is there. But every day was perfect, beautiful weather. And then I think right when we left, it started raining. And had just somehow snuck into that.
You were very lucky.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was, for me, that was like the only lucky experience I've had with that. But that's too bad. So hopefully she'll get to go back and relive that experience in a better state of weather. All right. Very good. Any last words about Hawaii? Should people go visit? Is it worth the trip?
I think it is worth the trip. And if it's your first time, I'd recommend going to, Oahu, stay in Waikiki.
Okay.
Just because it's the most convenient place to stay in for your first time there.
Yeah, I see.
But I also do recommend visiting other islands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, for me, I like to visit the Big Island. We call it Hawaii Island. The official name is Hawaii Island, but we call it the Big Island because it's just biggest in geographical size.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a very different place than the other islands because there's an active volcano there.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was going to actually bring up about volcanoes, because I mean, they are active So, I mean, is that a big concern for a lot of people? You know, I mean, obviously it's one of the most expensive places to live.
Right.
But people seem to, you know, want to go and live and flock there. So I guess that's just one of those worries you have to live with.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives there now. And when I asked him about the volcanoes, I guess if you live in an area with an active volcano, you get used to it. So it's not as big of a threat as it would be for someone who lives on another island just looking over.
Right.
Yeah.
So are they always ready to go just in case, or do they just kind of live with it?
I think they just kind of live with it.
Wow. Yeah. So I guess it is kind of a state of mind.
Yeah. It's not like Pompeii.
Okay. Yeah.
But actually, there's two different types of volcanoes. I did some research on this. One, I think it's called a composite volcano. The eruptions are very violent, like Mount St. Helens.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
And a shield type where the eruptions are very mild, like in Hawaii.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah.
There usually isn't a huge explosion, you know,
right,
when there's an eruption.
I watched a documentary recently, actually, about two researchers who would go to the ones that were more explosive and get the closest they could to it and film. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful footage they got. But yeah, that was definitely something I do not want to get near.
Right, right.
Because, I mean, you have no idea where it's going to go and
yeah.
splash out or... So yeah, that's oof, scary to me. Though.
If you look at some maps provided by Civil Defense in Hawaii, there are some areas that shows like historical lava flows, and you know, so try to avoid those areas.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So in the future, do you think you would like to move back to Hawaii, or do you find yourself just staying in Japan?
In the future, yeah, I plan to. Move back when I retire.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yes. That's nice, and it's great that you have. You know, you've already got kind of a setup. You've got friends, you've got family.
I'm just fortunate to, you know, come from Hawaii, so it's
exactly.
Anything's already set up for me. But if you plan to move to Hawaii, I'd recommend accumulating a lot of capital because the cost of living is very high in Hawaii.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just as a pipe dream, my wife and I have thought about moving to Hawaii. But yeah, it's like, what are we going to do for work? And then how do we get the work? And it's so expensive. How would we... you know, actually be able to afford it.
Right, right.
So who knows? Maybe in the future.
So one day we'll be on the beach next to our houses. Yeah.
That sounds very nice. I'm going to keep that keep that dream going.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be in Hawaii together one day.
Someday, okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable made possible by Kanda Gaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.